News Talk 1620 WTAW, Wednesday at noon Eastern Time is when Bill Foros will be sworn in as the new congressman representing the 17th District, including Bryan College Station. Before Christmas, he and I had a lengthy conversation. You've heard some of the comments about some of the political things going on. Also, I had a chance to ask him what he hopes to get accomplished between the holidays and when he is sworn in.
Well, between now and then, I'm hoping that by the time January 3rd rolls around that we have hired additional team members for in-district offices. I'm hoping that we have determined what the addresses are going to be for the long-term district offices. And I'm also just trying to get caught up on some constituent correspondence that I got starting right after my victory was announced. I still have several hundred emails I haven't answered yet. And my wife has told me that I'm going to get Christmas cards out today one way or the other.
Still on the cloud?
No, my feet are firmly on the ground. There are a couple of times where I've been on a cloud. For instance, the Sunday of orientation week, when they took the freshman Republicans on buses to the Capitol. And when you pull up to the Capitol at night, there is a sense of wonder that you get when you look at this Capitol and the foundations of this country. And then that same evening, we had dinner in Statuary Hall with Republican leadership. And if you think about the significance of Statuary Hall, that's where the House of Representatives met for decades before the new House chamber was built. And if you think about the people who worked in those congresses at that time, who were true leaders, true orators, and who led the country through very difficult times, it really does. On one hand, it's very awe-inspiring and puts you on a cloud. On the other hand, it keeps you firmly implanted on the ground because you hope that you can be 10% of the legislator than some of those leaders were.
I'm guessing that just does nothing but strengthen your resolve to do the things that you told your constituents you would do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So who has helped you during the last couple of months? Who have you been talking to? Who you've been getting feedback from as you're trying to put all this together?
Well, the feedback that the folks that have been the most helpful to me in terms of elected officials or former elected officials have been Jeb Hensarling from Texas, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, has been very helpful, Eric Cantor, who is going to be our new majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, who's going to be the new majority whip, and all those folks have been very helpful. And I've hired a great chief of staff, Jeff Morehouse. He has been incredible. He's well known on the Hill, and he's been very helpful. Here in the district, we've had lots of supporters that have come up that have given us great advice. Most people don't know it, but I have been all over the district since November the 2nd. We've had multiple times up in Cleburne and Granbury, multiple times in Waco. Of course, we've been here. I just had meetings over at Texas A&M today, which is one of several meetings that we've had with A&M community since I've been elected. So all of these have been very helpful to help me hit the ground running when I go up there in January.
And one of those areas where Bill Flores will be hitting the ground running will be dealing with the federal budget.
The problem is that as you build that debt up, the interest and the growth in the interest on that debt begins to compound, and you get yourselves into a loop where you can't you get to the point where you can't reduce the debt unless you greatly grow the amount of your GDP, or if you really slow down the rate of spending. We're going to have to do both. And then you add in the fact that the deficits we have today are structural. They're not temporary. They're structural because you've got entitlement programs that are actuarially unsound. You've got Social Security, which is broken. You've got Medicare, which is broken and growing rapidly. And then you've got Medicare, which is broken and also growing rapidly. In order to fix the deficit, you've got to fix all three of those major entitlement programs. You may have to touch all entitlement programs at the same time that you're addressing discretionary spending. If you look at our federal budget today, we're going to spend about $3.5 trillion, and about $1.4 trillion of that's discretionary, which means the other $2.1 trillion is fixed. So if you want to reduce our deficit today of $1.3 trillion and balance the budget, without touching the entitlement programs, that means you reduce discretionary spending to $200 billion. Well, that means you chop the Defense Department by two-thirds. That's not going to work, and that's the last thing that Bill Flores would ever support. So you've got to look at a comprehensive budget solution.
And while you're a part of a big group of incoming freshmen, the biggest, what, in 20-something years, there is still the wall of the current operating structure.
You do have there's a lot of inertia that is going to have to be overcome. The good news is I've got 86 fellow freshman Republicans. There's 87 of us all together. We make up 20% of the entire House of Representatives. We make up well over a third of the Republican conference. We all came in on the same mandate, if you will, and that is, let's start growing our economy and paying attention to private sector jobs, and let's get the federal fiscal situation under control. And I think that as long as we stay true to those beliefs, we'll do well. We've got a mantra: if it doesn't affect private sector job creation in a private way, and if it doesn't grow the economy, and if it doesn't fix the federal deficit or strengthen national security, why are we doing it? We shouldn't be messing with these other things that have been diversions like the 111th Congress did. So that's what you're going to see coming out of the freshman class.
Was there any opportunity during any of the orientation for the group to get together?
Yes, we did. We actually got together the Sunday of freshman orientation week prior to the beginning of the formal orientation activities. Not all of us got together. There were some diversity of invitations that was extended at that time period, but about two-thirds of the class got together and came up with a common agenda. And we met several times that week, sometimes as late as 12:30 in the morning, to make sure that we were all on the same page.
But is that still going to be enough?
I think so. I haven't seen anything to lead me to believe that the freshman class is beginning to crack apart and go separate paths. It seems to me like we're holding together. The other thing that I'm very pleased to see is that the Republican leadership, the existing Republican leadership in the House, gets it. They see clearly what happened on November the 2nd. And if you look at the way the appointments to committees were made, if you look at the new transparency that you're going to see in the House, if you look at the way the committees are going to operate, I think it all shows that the Republican Party and the House of Representatives gets what happened on November 2nd.
I'm going to try to get to my cynical, sarcastic best. I guess my best pitch is throwing out the phrase, yeah, but we've heard this before.
That's true. The phrase that I heard that leads me to believe that things are different this time is that John Boehner stood up in front of us and he held up the gavel and he said, "This gavel is not ours. It belongs to the American people and it's on loan to us. And we need, the American people expect us to use it accountably."
And I'm going to guess the new speaker is going to get help from a big group of freshmen.
And he will. The speaker is going to get help from the freshmen, as long as he stays true to that mission I was telling you about. If it doesn't positively affect jobs, doesn't positively affect the economy, doesn't balance the budget, and doesn't take care of national security, we're not going to be spending much time on it. And I think the leader gets that.
Have I missed anything that listeners might be interested in as this transition period is almost over?
Well, I would ask that our listeners continue to pray for our country during these difficult times, continue to pray for our military men and women who protect it and who protect its constitutional rights, and also pray for me during this transition period and so that we hit the ground running.
Comments from Bill Flores, who as of noon Eastern time on Wednesday will be Congressman Bill Flores. Conversation he had before Christmas here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.